This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the New Media Production Studio. I want to welcome you to episode 1553 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, September 9th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out all the great content. Of course, get subscribed to the show while you're on the website. And of course, we want you to follow all the social media locations, whether it be Facebook or Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Geek News. And if you want to drop an email to the show, geeknews@gmail.com is the place to drop your comments. Of course, you can join our chat room at geeknews.chat or hang out on our Discord channel as well. Today, I'm telling you what, I'm doing a little bit different show today. And really, it's a culmination of a couple of things. We'll get into the details of that here in a second. But of course, I want you to check out all the partner shows. Those are linked at geeknewscentral.com. And of course, this show is supported by the longest running continuous sponsor of our podcast. That's our good friends at GoDaddy at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, where you can save money on domain names, hosting accounts. You can get the best deals actually on hosting accounts, really on the entire internet, by using my promo codes. And really, the savings are immense. The economy hosting or the managed WordPress hosting is just $1 a month for the first year with a free domain. Those are the two best deals going. I got 30% off discount codes. I got a $499.com or newer transferred. Even got the GoDaddy website builder free trial. All those promo codes are available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Your support of the sponsor allows me to do what I do. Thank you for your ongoing support. And how's everybody doing? How's everyone doing? I know that some of you, actually a number of you, sent me a text saying, thanks. Kirk did a great job of being the stand-in while I was out. And I'll be kind of honest. It's one of the reasons why I'm doing the show a little different tonight, because we're getting ready to do the show. I couldn't get access to the stories until late because of a changed password on one of the platforms. But I just kind of decided, seeing I was running kind of late to get the show started, I would just do audio and video, nothing live today. Just something where it comes out purely as a traditional podcast. I've got some stories for you. I'm not going to go too deep into the content tonight. Just going to kind of catch up. And then we'll be back with the regular full-blown program next week. So, you know, this is an interesting time for me right now. All of you know that I'm burning the candle at both ends here, really with the shows and running the business and everything else that's going on in life and just getting back off travel. Just to give you a little insight on that, I was out in Salt Lake City and was out for the Association of Talent Development show. It was a great event with really high-end, very high-end exhibitors and high-end people that attended. So been working through those contacts this week. Of course, as soon as I left ATD on Wednesday of last week, I flew to Atlanta for Dragon Con. Dragon Con was a great event. Of course, I did a bunch of other things while I was in Atlanta, too, additional meetings. And I tell you, it was very, very productive the entire time. And literally, I got back Monday night, about 7:30 into Detroit. And by the time I got home, I was about 10, and then really hit the ground running Tuesday morning here in the office. And, you know, having been out a week and then it had been a 4-day weekend, things were literally insane. So it's just kind of been that way for the last couple of days, largely because we're launching things that we've been working on for the last couple of years. A couple of weeks ago, we launched our new onboarding for podcasters. And then today we officially launched our our new dashboard. And we've got a whole bunch of these things coming in sequential order over the next couple of months. But just with the travel and everything, things just been nuts, as one would expect. And tonight, as I was, you know, just kind of getting the show around, I was just kind of like, well, let's not bother with live. Let's just kind of do, I'll do video and I'll do the audio portion of the show. Just kind of keep it short and sweet. And, you know, maybe a little more intimate for all of you. But I've also been kind of reflecting on, you know, the upcoming 20th anniversary of 9/11 and all the things that have been going on with, you know, with the withdrawal or the retreat or the surrender of Afghanistan and everything that's went along with that. So, yeah, I'm kind of over that whole piece and just shaking my head a little bit. But really, we're coming up to a big milestone here in a couple of days. And I hope that all of you will take time to remember those of you that were listening to the show or not listening to the show, but were part of, you know, some of you that listen to the show may not have been just really young, but it's a good time to reflect and think about where we were and where we are and where we're headed. And I know that lots of people are still having challenges with the pandemic and all this stuff that's going on. It can be a bit overwhelming at times. And I hope you're all doing well. And I can't complain. I'm doing fine. It's just an absolute rat race right now, as one would expect. So sometimes, as I've told you guys throughout these many years, and can you believe we're coming up on 17 years, that sometimes it's good to take a breath for a second or two and not get wrapped around the axle. And as I've said for years, if this podcast quits being fun, I'll stop doing the podcast. But, you know, it continues to give me joy and I continue to love to do it. It's just when stuff gets stacked up like crazy, that's when I have a tendency to kind of, you know, go into overdrive. And today I decided not to and just kind of come at you more easy. But I hope everyone's doing good. And best missed me on the mic. I've been did a show yesterday and a show this morning. New media show yesterday and then one for Podcast Insider this morning. So everything is just running like crazy. But anyway, so let's go ahead. And I don't have this stacked in any given order, largely because I didn't have time. I did run through the articles a little bit real quick and just kind of dig through and get the semblance of what was going on. But do you guys remember this Do Not Pay company? It was a company that was designed really to help you do certain processes automatically. This guy has made annoying processes less annoying. And their robot lawyer, as the company calls it, started out as a service meant to help people easily fight parking tickets. And over the time, it's learned a bunch of tricks. Now it's learned how to report potholes. So if you get damaged, if your car gets damaged from a pothole strike, you can report it to your city or county. In some places, you can actually get some relief money for those damaged to your vehicles. Not always. But anyway, Do Not Pay has a way now, Do Not Pay now has a way to report potholes. So check it out over at donotpay.com. Also, Google, their Pixel 6, they've got a teaser out, and there's a little YouTube video for it, and they released official images. And these are renders rather than actual photographs. And all I can say is it just kind of looks like a regular phone. And if you've been waiting for the Pixel 6, which I'm sure many of you have, you probably have seen these already. But otherwise, check out the show notes. Links will be up there for you. Apple's always pushing the edge. And I thought Apple kind of walked away from cars, but the Apple Watch executive is taking over a secretive car project. Now, Just 2 days after Ford hired away Doug Field, the head of Apple's secretive car project, the tech giant has tapped Apple Watch exec, former Adobe CTO Kevin Lynch, to take his place. So in the latest changing of the guard for the project known as Project Titan, which has rotated leaders about as much as the reported shifted focus, they've replaced this individual. So he's been working on this since July when he was brought in to help develop the vehicle software. He's been with Apple since 2013. Curiously, Bloomberg writes that Lynch still reports to Apple's chief operating officer, Jeff Williams, and not to John Guinadaria, the company's head of AI. So we'll keep a watch on what's Apple doing, and anything Apple builds, some Apple fans will buy. Texas has been in the news a lot lately, but they've just passed a law that bans kicking people off social media based on viewpoint. This is interesting. So Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill regulating how social media companies moderate content. The new law, passed as H. Bill 20 in early September, controversially prohibits banning or demonetizing or otherwise restricting content based on the viewpoint of the user or another person, whether or not that viewpoint is expressed on the social media platform itself. HB 20 also requires social media services disclose how they promote and moderate content and mandates transparency reports similar to those produced by Facebook, Google, and other major web companies. So I don't know how they're going to enforce this. So, the Texas law is an effort to scare web companies away from removing objectionable but lawful content. So time will tell on this, on how effective it is if they're actually able to enforce it. Texas is almost a country within itself, and some people that live in Texas think they are their own country, and maybe at some point again they will be. But currently the Texas resides in the United States, 50 states. We'll see what happens. So that, those of you down in Texas, what do you all think of some of this recent legislation? Love to hear your commentary. Geeknews@gmail.com. Engadget has got some gaming laptops that they're recommending here. And I always become a little suspect in these types of articles because they oftentimes is a little pay-to-play going on. I'm not saying that's what's going on here, but this is a good article talking about a variety of laptops out there. And believe it or not, the best gaming laptop that they recommend is the Asus ROG Zephyrus G14 starting at $15.99. The recommended spec price that they looked at was at $1,799. The best budget option was the Dell G15 at $1,029. And again, they've got the high end too as well. So, if you want to go big, you get the Razer Blade 17 at $2,400. But link will be up in the show notes. So if you're looking for a new gaming laptop, this is what you may want to look at. General Motors extending the Bolt EV factory shutdown amid battery pack shortage. And the company expects a production halt to extend until at least September 24th. And GM can't seem to catch a break. And it's just like everything else in this country. Parts, parts, parts. Can't get parts. Everyone's got a problem getting a part. So a shortage of parts everywhere is causing all kinds of delays. So this is probably not a surprise per se to many of you because you've tried to order something. It took a month for me to get my Ford Edge fixed, to get its Wi-Fi fixed. And I considered it set myself pretty lucky to get that part. But if you're a GM factory worker, this kind of sucks because you're out for at least another 2 weeks here. Over on Engadget, they're reporting that Microsoft is indefinitely delaying employees' return to its office. The company blamed the uncertainty of COVID-19 and the Delta variant. And, they had a lot of news. They talked about coming updates to Teams, sent around hybrid meetings. But again, this delay of bringing employees back to the office yet again. So it's putting its plans on hold. And I think that's happening around the country. these companies had wanted to be back in the workplace in October, but that's being delayed. So Microsoft employees have caught a reprieve. How about you? Has your workplace changed its in-office policies over what's going on with Delta? Facebook is debuting its Ray-Ban Stories smart sunglasses. And this is a long foray into the smart glass space. And they launched the Ray-Ban Story smart glass in a partnership with eyewear Essex Isolor Luxottica. The frames are some of the most low profile yet available to consumers and will allow users to snap photos and videos with the two onboard 5-megapixel cameras. If you have to listen to music, put the in-frame speakers and take phone calls. The glasses need to be connected to an iOS or Android device for full functionality. Though the user can take and store hundreds of photos or dozens of videos on the eyeglasses before transferring them, what are they going to cost? Does it say? And I'm actually looking at the glasses. They're pretty small. And actually, the price point's pretty good, $299. And they're Ray-Bans. And I'm sure you probably will get those in prescription as well. Google has announced it's going to replenish 120% of the water it consumes by 2030. So under a new water stewardship program, they will see the company commit to replenishing and on average 120% of the water it consumes at its data centers and offices by 2030. To that end, the search giant says it will use freshwater alternatives to coal to cool its server farms in places like Douglas County, Georgia. The company already used reclaimed wastewater to keep its servers running. Moving forward, we'll work to double down on that practice by finding more opportunities to use wastewater and seawater. I don't quite know how they're going to produce water, per se, but they're going to replenish 120% of the water it consumes. So I'm looking here how they're going to do that. He describes the effort as a moonshot, noting it would be tricky in some instances to achieve due to the remote location of some of Google's facilities. But I guess they're just going to do water generation. But how much energy does that take? Time will tell. Los Angeles police ask people they stop for their Facebook and Twitter account info. What? LA people ask people they stop for their Facebook and Twitter account info. How is that? Why would they do that? The LAPD is instructing officers to collect social media account information, email addresses when they interview people they have detained. This public records request that was done by the Brennan Center found that the LAPD instruct its officers to broadly collect social media account information. The LAPD initially resisted making documents available. It's relied over 6,000 pages after the Brennan Center sued the department. One such document, a memo from them then, LAPD Chief Charlie Beck, said that when completing a FI report, officers should ask for personal social media and email accounts information included in the additional info box that includes Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. This may be an unusual policy, even though the LAPD has been doing it for years. Apparently, nothing bars officers from filling out FI cards for each interaction they engage in on patrol. Their review on FI cards in 40 other cities did not reveal any other departments that use the cards to collect social media data. So why would LAPD do this? Well, this allows them to have large-scale monitoring if they punch this information into the systems. So it allows monitoring both the individuals on whom they collected and their friends, families, and associates, even people suspected of no crime at all. Information from the cards is fed into Palantir, a system through which the LAPD aggregates data from a wide variety of sources. Officers apparently have wide discretion in choosing which people they record information on. In some cases, they falsify the inputted information. Last year, the LA Times found that the LAPD division under scrutiny for officers who allegedly falsified field interview cards that portrayed people as gang members has played an outsized role in the production of those cards. So I would say no. I don't understand. Doesn't this strike you all as odd that the LAPD would ask for your social media info? I would say no. I would refuse to give that information up. I don't think that's appropriate. If they want to go look it up, they go look it up. Find it themselves. I don't have to give it to them. Remember, you have the right to remain silent at any time, because what you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Remember that. Whenever you're detained, you don't have to speak to a police officer without an attorney. Just be aware. You do not have to incriminate yourself. You don't have to give them a comment. Nothing. Remember that. When you are arrested, what is the number one rule? And I won't say it entirely on this show. Shut the beep up. That's the rule. If you ever get arrested, don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut. Because what you say will not help you no matter what. You do not have to make a comment. If you get traffic stopped, you give them your driver's license, you give them your registration, you give them your insurance, whatever they ask for in that regard. You don't have to admit to speeding. You don't have to say anything. They can write you your ticket and you can go on your way. Just say, yes, officer, thank you very much. Have a good day. But if you are detained in any way, you don't have to say anything. All right, moving on. McDonald's email blunder broadcast database creds to comedy competition winners. McDonald's customers who won a prize draw, won a prize draw competition, got more than they hoped for after the Burger King chain emailed the login credentials for development production databases used to power the campaign. Oh my goodness. It was code that was above the body of the email. And it provided all the information. There's all kinds of memes on this on the internet right now. But wow. Scores of Britons around the country were given this data. And boy, that's pretty amazing. And but anyway, This is a big blunder by McDonald's. Broadcast database creds. Wow. Giving you keys to the car. Amazon unveils its first own smart TVs, and it's going to bring TikTok to Fire TVs in the United States and Canada. Amazon officially in the TV business after years of selling Fire TV devices. Now you can buy your own. $410 up, which provides hands-free Alexa voice navigation and a value price for series smart TV line, $370 up. They're set to ship in October. So you'll be able to buy yourself an Amazon TV. And well, I guess they range all the way from $400 to $800. Oh, they have a 75-inch model for $1,000. So I'm sure we're going to see these all over Amazon. And I guess it's going to bring what? It's going to actually bring TikTok. Oh, yeah. TikTok is going to be on its Fire TV. So this is the first I've seen TikTok on an actual television. Also, Amazon's new Fire TV Stick 4K adds Wi-Fi 6 and faster performance at $54.99. I don't have to worry about 4K TV at my place yet. I'm still waiting on Elon Musk to get me a Starlink antenna. But I will be looking forward to being able to watch 4K in the upcoming months whenever I get that invite. The Fire Stick 4K is 40% more powerful than the Fire TV Stick 4K. What? The Fire TV Stick 4K Max, okay, is 40% more powerful. So get her out there and get her done. Amazon is going to cover 100% of college tuition for hourly employees in the United States. Terms and conditions apply. So that's said that more 750,000 of its U.S.-based operations employees will be eligible to receive at least some funding to cover college tuition costs, though only schools that partner with the internet giant. So Amazon, That's a pretty good education bill. How much are they going to pay up to, did they say? Now, they're not footing the bill for $50,000, but they may be able to... let me look at this. It doesn't say how much, but it looks like maybe $5,200. So it's the details are in the details, but that's nice that they're going to be offering 100% college tuition for those that they partner with. And I'm sure it's probably limited programs. Oh, offerings will expand, include GED, English language, and bachelor's degrees. Program eligibility move from 1 year to 90 days. Annual budgets will increase to $5,250 with no lifetime max. So $5,250 is the annual allowance. That's a pretty good one. If you're on an undergraduate degree, that'll get you a few classes down the road, especially if you're working full time. It's being announced the FCC broadband map will not be available for a year. This data company has already built one online. So Lightbox, which helped Georgia build a detailed map of internet services, put information together to show where coverage gaps across the United States. And so even though the federal government is poised to allocate $65 billion to make sure all Americans have speedy internet at home, we've heard this before. Now a real estate data company thinks it's created one of the most detailed maps already. So I'm going to open this map up and look here real quick to see what it contains. It's loading very slowly. And let me zoom in. All right. Okay. Let me come in. And find where I live, zoom in. Of course, where I'm at. That's funny. It's funny. There's no data for my area. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh my gosh, there's no data for my little block. And it's one of the few areas that has no data. That is absolutely hilarious. Right where I live, there's no data on this map. Anyway, link will be up in the show notes. You guys can check it out. Amazon's complaining Elon Musk companies don't play by the rules. So Amazon can't win on competition. What is wrong with them? You know, Amazon's response to SpaceX FCC filing, which accused the e-commerce giant of trying to delay the proposal for Starlink. Okay, Amazon's response, a SpaceX FCC filing, which accused the e-commerce giant of trying to delay proposals for its Starlink internet service on purpose, is just a scathing. An FCC filing of its own, Amazon told the regulators that SpaceX chief Elon Musk tends to ignore rules and government-imposed regulation. The company also said SpaceX often accuses any company that dares point out its flouting of laws and regulations as anti-competitive. So this is just more spat back and forth between Amazon and SpaceX. Part of Amazon's filing read, to try to hold a Musk-led company to flight rules. You're fundamentally broken. Try to hold a Musk-led company to health and safety rules. You're unelected and ignorant. Try to hold a Musk-led company to U.S. security laws. You'd be called many names, some too crude to repeat. Whether it's launching satellites with unlicensed antennas, launching rockets without approval, building an unapproved launch tower, or reopening a factory in violation of a shelter in place, or the conduct of SpaceX and Musk-led companies make their view plain. Rules are for other people, and those who insist upon or even simply request compliance are deserving of decisions and ad hominem attacks. Well, Amazon, get your butt in gear. Compete. Quit complaining. Come on. This guy hasn't got time. He's moving quickly. Little shot of H2O there for a dramatic pause. So the back and forth continues. Samsung is preparing a 576 megapixel camera sensor, but you'll have to wait a while. So link will be up in the show notes on that. The astronauts up the International Space Station threw a pizza party So, well, they had a little bit of a weird. It looks, there's a picture, the video, the 54-second video is awesome. It shows them eating pizza, of course, with no gravity. It looks like they made their pizza and ate the pizza at the same time. They didn't come prepared, but I guess a pizza in space would be delicious, don't you think? They actually were able to warm it up. It actually looks pretty good. Yeah, check out the 54-second video in the show notes. It's worth the watch. You see some very, 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 very happy astronauts up there. Also, and I don't know how many people want to do this, but Microsoft will let you control an Xbox with a TV remote soon. How many of you actually have an Xbox still? So the Xbox Series S, X consoles are getting a more HDMI CEC features. Again, you'll be able to control it with a TV remote soon. So, you know, slow news day. Google Photos will now ship individual prints directly to your door. That's always exciting. My daughter down in Florida is a prolific photo taker. I've continued to hardly be able to keep up with her. And she posts so much stuff on Instagram and Facebook. The pictures are beautiful. And I'm going at some point to make one of those nice albums out of them. It's just, you know, and getting that stuff into Google Photos seems like the way to go. Because sometimes you just need to preserve those pictures on paper. Digital just won't do. iRobot's latest Roomba can detect pet poop, and if it fails, you get a new one. Well, I've run mine through some doo-doo before, and oh my gosh, it's horrible. But and cleaning it up is horrible. But if you run your J7 Plus through a Pet Owner Official Promise, POOP, the company will replace the vacuum. And they clean up, but it's just gross. It really, really is. It's really, really gross. So cats sometimes miss the litter box. And when they do, oh my, my. And especially if the Roomba runs, it can be bad. California's passed a bill that can improve conditions for Amazon warehouse workers. AB 701 will force companies to be transparent about their quotas. So that means that Amazon's going to have to tell them what the production quotas are and give them detailed descriptions of their targets that workers are expected to meet, along with the repercussions of missing them. This is a good one, because my understanding is there's an immense amount of pressure for Amazon packers to meet their quotas. And injury rates among Amazon workers are pretty high in the workspace. So this is a good move, I think. U.S. Canadian gets 11 years for laundering money for a North Korean hacking group. And I think we talked about this guy. A dual U.S. Canadian national has been sentenced to 140 months in prison for laundering tens of millions of dollars, including funds stolen from a bank by a North Korean hacking group. Ghalib Alarmi from Mississauga, Ontario. I just destroyed that. Pleaded guilty to two counts of conspiracy to commit money laundering. According to U.S. Department of Justice, he used spoofed emails to trick university in Canada in the first case. The emails, which looked like they were from a construction company working on a major building project, asked for payment of $9.4 million. So anyway, this guy's going to jail for money laundering for 11 years. And we already covered that story. What's next? I think that just about wraps me up. Again, don't forget about my sponsor, GoDaddy, GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. And again, if you're an insider, thank you for continuing to support the show. I truly appreciate it at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. Every penny that you put into the show goes back to our writers. Anything that does to support the show here, we definitely appreciate it. Again, another short show today, but I kind of want to get out real quick. And we'll be start doing live video again next week for those that like watching live. And but I thank you all for hanging out with me and appreciate you, while, of course, we didn't really miss any shows except for the holiday. And this one, for those of you that listen, is just normal, except for my quirkiness tonight. Other than that, geeknews@gmail.com. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geekness Central podcast. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.